something that often reminds me that I don't get the world is when I'm watching a movie and I have no idea what's going on, even after the exposition and 10 minutes in and 20 minutes in, and I'm always having to ask the person sitting next to me, if there is a person sitting next to me, what's going on in this movie? Because I'm more interested in watching what the extras are doing, the shadows of a tree in the background, all these faces and dialogue that's forced on me. I almost weirdly resist it, and I don't mean to, but it doesn't interest me. I'm curious about the stupid stuff going on in the background, and I kind of feel like that's how I accidentally live in the real world. I started to notice that attention to detail wasn't a resume thing, but it was an admiring the clouds thing. That's why I like someone like David Lynch's Eraserhead, which is just a fucking weird movie. I feel like David Lynch foregrounds what is usually the background and backgrounds the foreground, and there's incredible truth in that. It's almost the same reason I'll only read mainstream media as a reverse compass. I just reverse the message to see true things. I kind of feel like reality operates with more dream logic than we actually acknowledge. I'm curious about the dream logic of this waking life, and it's often just repressed and hidden. And it's happening all the time, and I kind of feel that's where magic lies between waking life and sleeping dreams. And so that's why I feel I'm often not part of this world, because I'm curious about that stuff. And when I take it into reality, it does get weird, like in the same way that I don't like faces force-fed to me in movies, like going to a job interview in real life, it gets weirder, like the interviewer's face is forced on me and I don't have the luxury of anyone sitting next to me to tell me what's going on. And the only time that this really happens in life is if you're being interviewed by the police and you have a lawyer sitting next to you telling you what's going on. But I've had to learn to act normal and wear normal suit, but it's really draining. At the end of the day, it can be really draining. And I knew that when I was 22 and I worked in a full-time job. And my grandpa was asking me, are you manager there yet? And I said, no. So I went to the job the next day and worked my ass off. Yes, sir. No, sir. Three bags full, sir. And at the end of the day, I went into the staff toilets and cried because I was like, how the fuck am I supposed to do this for the rest of my life? I might have told that story before on an earlier podcast, but... So it takes a lot of energy out of me to feel like I'm constantly holding the world upside down, constantly trying to foreground what I think should be the background. The acting normal, especially in a job where you really feel the culture of what normal is, in inverted commas, you kind of feel like whatever culture is, businesses will adopt, so you really feel the full force of culture and therefore what normal is and appropriateness is. Workplaces become this kind of freaked out version of whatever the government is demanding at that moment because of immense pressure from lobby groups. So workplaces become like a magnified on steroids version of what the prevailing culture is, and it turns into it's kind of sickness and insanity. It's kind of the pus on top of the pimple. You go into a job and you can feel that there's authorized laughter, there's correct laughter and incorrect laughter. And there are only wrong things you can do, not right things. All these processes, KPIs and boundaries kind of stiffen you, kind of coffin you. But I always find when I've worked in jobs, that's when I feel really weird, because you're with a group of people and they're all behaving in the same kind of way, appropriately. In inverted commas, it feels like a cult when I've worked in a job and everyone's talking the same jargon, the same way. And when I start those jobs, it kind of thrills me. I go, oh my God, this is so fucking weird. And I I feel a bit alive. I go, holy shit, I'm fucking alive. This is so weird. A weekend isn't enough to decultify yourself from a workplace culture. Instead, you need like 2 weeks holiday, and that's why they only give them to you once a year. if you take 2 weeks off work, in the last 2 days, you can start to feel yourself again. You can feel yourself coming alive. You can even see it in the eyes of co-workers who are freshly back from 2 weeks holiday. Their blank stares like endangered animals, their thoughts that kind of say, what is this life? What have I done? And it's easy to define myself against what I don't like or rubs me up the wrong way. But the older I get, I try to find more similarities between myself and the weirdness of the world. But yeah, working in a job and the first few days or first week in a 9-to-5, you can feel how strange it is. And then all of a sudden you're assimilated and you're starting to talk like them and you say the same shit that they say. And sometimes I'll hear people talk with the same kind of music or in their voice. They'll say the same thing in the same way, like, oh my god, so how there's music in that, it goes and there's other expressions that hold music that everyone sings. And when I catch myself singing those cliche little songs, I almost go, Darby, stop it, because I feel like I'm training myself to be a zombie as soon as I'm doing that, or just not think. And it's exhausting that I weirdly want to monitor myself with that sort of shit, and I wish I didn't. Sometimes it's just nice to just fit in. Sometimes it's nice to embrace just popular music. And I do. There's a lot of music that I do find beautiful, a lot of popular stuff that I do love, and it's relaxing when I fall into that. When I was 12 years old, I didn't want to walk in beat to the Pied Piper music in a shopping center, that somehow I'd lose my ability to think and I'd be brainwashed. But I haven't changed much, except now I willfully give my way to the sway of a tree when sitting against it for hours. Part of me thinks, yeah, it's an ego thing, wanting to feel weird or be weird. But I also know when I, you know, growing up, you'd hear the top 10 songs or the books that were supposedly the greatest, and rarely would I understand those books or feel like they were a welcome mat to the house of life. They never felt welcoming in any kind of way. There's a few books that I've found since, and artists and stuff that I've found who go, oh, thank God, you get it. You know what you're talking about. Have made me feel like, oh, it's all right. Don't worry. A lot of the world's bullshit. But yeah, they're really rare. And often these books or musicians or artists or writers or whatever, I can only read them for so long until they no longer hold the same energy that they once did. But I'm always, yeah, I always love books that will sort of go against what is currently popular according to culture. Yeah, they make me feel a bit more normal. And yeah, my favourite artists, the few that I have, they're so good that they make all the other artists seem like they're just pretending. The heart can feel it. Yeah, these artists thrill me. Whereas the stories that are force-fed on us and called important, they're like spotlights of awareness catered for the few to cast a shadow over the many to keep the rest of us in darkness. They're not really welcome mats to this house of life. You'd almost feel like the culture wants you dead, the life wants you dead. Yeah, being in a state of weirdness, or being in a state where you just feel alien to the world, it can be a useful place to make art or write stuff, but it can also do your head in. Like, staying in that place for too long can make you feel a bit crazy. So it's almost nice to try and find stuff that everyone likes and just float in that sometimes. It feels like I almost feel, even though it's fake normal, it sort of helps me just go, hey, I'm normal. I can be a beautiful zombie too. Being a zombie is not a bad thing. It's actually quite relaxing. It feels good. Another way of feeling normal and to embrace what reality sells as normal is sometimes just to visit a place like Officeworks or Coles or Woolworths and walk down their aisles and see the structure of their aisles and how it's the antithesis to a messy brain, and see people doing people things, be under fluorescent lights and hear the Pied Piper music of whatever a famous song was back in the 90s or the 2000s that they're playing on the music, on the supermarket speakers, and just humming along to it. And I almost feel like I need to visit a supermarket once a day, like a Bracer or an Anchor, just to absorb normal vibes, almost like reintegrating myself back into society, just to feel slightly sane and just go, oh, so this is what reality is. Ah. In a way, I have to embrace the normal to be able to write about the normal and its craziness. If I wasn't embracing the normal, then I would just seem like a straight-up crazy person, and only less than 1% of people will listen to me. So in this way, 50% of people will listen to me, and the rest of them will think I'm crazy. Yeah, I kind of feel like the last 3 years has really turned, it's like turned the rock over, and we can see the insects and the weirdness underneath the rock and how everything works. I kind of feel like the world's not that normal. You can see how the cogs, you can see how it's manipulation, you can see how it's all bullshit. It's been incredible the last 3 years, and I think a lot of people, I've always felt it, but it makes you feel more normal that the world has pretended to be normal for all this time, and now it's just revealed itself to be weird as fuck. So I love, these last 3 years have been such a blessing in a way to finally show, hey, the world's not normal, it's pretty weird, and it's trying to manipulate you into thinking it's completely normal. It's like you can see culture being invented before you in real time, before our very eyes. You can see bullshit being invented right before your very eyes. But because of all this communication shit that we have, you can see how bullshit is invented. In the last 3 years, politicians have been creating their fart mists of fear, and influencers are pushing gratitude like never before, as if training us to be grateful to inhale politicians' farts. It's all one big machine. It's all the same thing. And yeah, the world has revealed itself to be weird. And like I said before, now I read mainstream media as almost a reverse compass. But I've always loved that. I can't remember the philosopher's name, but he said something like, what's most personal is universal. And I kind of, like, despite all the differences that we all have now, because we're all so different and unique. I say that in inverted commas, but also in a real way as well, that we're really similar as well. Like, our stupid old hearts are all really similar. So we're not so isolated in a way. If you stripped away our gender and politics and identity and all the bullshit that divides us and made it permanently 3 a.m., we'd probably all get along, because that's where the shared heart of the world lives. It also, between 3 and 4, is also the devil's hour, which is kind of strange. For me, I love trying to write something that is about life and death. Not in a macabre way, but I kind of feel like trying to reduce life to what it is, completely just essence it, where you get rid of all, you dig beneath politics and all that sort of shit to just a fundamental version of who we all are. And we're all the same. We're all the same old piece of beautiful shit. I love us. Beneath all that shit, I'm not my name. I'm not. We're all beautiful spirits. And I love how the trees, sometimes I feel like the trees just look at us and think we're all fucking idiots. I took some psychedelics once, and this is maybe 2010, And I was sitting next to a tree, and the tree told me, "What the fuck are you doing here? Go back to your lame-ass world. You're trespassing. I'm done with you. Go away." They're not wrong. But anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and the little star thing, that would be amazing. Ta-ta.